Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie Knorr.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Today marks day 7 of what organizers describe as a 15-day urban garden blitz in the Milwaukee area.
Several hundred volunteers are ferrying wooden planks and trucking mound upon mound of soil to build and fill 4x8 raised beds.
The effort is in its 7th season and is the brainchild of the Victory Garden Initiative, or VGI. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz set out for a progress report on its Move Grass, Grow Food mission.
Susan caught up with VGI founder Gretchen Mead and a soil delivery team across from Kosciuszko Park on Milwaukee's south side.
This was your first stop this morning.
It was our first stop this morning. And this is Laura's house. And immediately when I walked up, she started telling me her food story. And she has a really interesting food story.
So, Laura, how did you find out about the blitz?
Well, I've been a nurse for 20 years, and I had a terrible accident doing landscape training for the city. My intent was to start a side business and get some of our youth involved so that they could be able to work and perhaps not get into some trouble. And I fell and broke an ankle, later broke a rib, and then hit my head with a traumatic brain injury. So I've been going through therapy and going to St. Luke's, and lo and behold, there was a magazine there. As I was trying to find my way going through depression, anxiety, and panic as a result of the head injury, the traumatic brain injury, actually. And I saw this beautiful initiative, and I said, one of my passions has been gardening because my father taught me when I was a child, and I've been doing it all these years. I'll be 50 years old. And I said, I have to find a way to get myself back above ground and get myself doing those things I enjoy because I was slowly slipping away. And when I saw this initiative and I called and I said, wow, I had always wanted to do a garden box, even prepared the area, but then I lost a son through a hit and run, had an injury, and that was put on hold. And here I am, not only doing what I love and enjoy with my grandchildren and neighborhood kids, but now being in a fiscal situation even more so. So now it's not only something I enjoy, but now it's also needed. So that's kind of the short end of it.
So you mean you saw an article about this specific project?
Yes, and I love it because, again, you know, my thoughts are we grab the young kids while we can and we do it through outreach, gardening, planting flowers, cleaning up yards. This initiative right here is just not only awesome for food and teaching people about putting the right food in your gas tank so that you are proactive on the front end so you're not getting all these terrible ailments, but to teach children so that they have something to grasp onto. They need a different environment. Let's work with what we have and make the best of it.
There's your raised bed.
It is gorgeous. It is gorgeous.
Let's go visit it.
Please.
Now, how's the sun back here?
Wonderful.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's going to work?
It will work.
Yeah. What are you going to plant?
Well, my granddaughter already decided she wanted to do strawberries. And hey, you know, you can freeze berries. You can do so much with that.
The thing that struck me immediately when I started talking with Laura was the story of healing and resilience and how growing food connects to those things for so many people. What I've observed since I started doing this, this is our 7th blitz, and there are so many entry points. You know, there's so many reasons why people come to the table, and sometimes it's pain, sometimes it's health, sometimes it's fear for the future, sometimes it's joy. It almost always comes from an emotional spot with a tactical, the tactic being grow your own food, get out in the garden, you know, share, which I find really fascinating. It, for me, you know, people, I have a master's in social work, and I used to do clinical work, and people will frequently ask me, well, do you miss doing social work? You know, do you miss working with people? And I just feel like it's a different kind of social work. I'm not, you know, connecting someone to a physician. I'm connecting someone to a garden.
So you told me that this is spreading beyond, what is it, 2,000 plus plots that have been installed, all individuals, schools, churches, large and small projects.
By the end of this blitz, on May 23rd, it's our last day. There's still time for you to volunteer. we'll have put in about 2,500 gardens in the Milwaukee area. And we've also now trained two other communities to do the blitz, Green Bay and, remarkably, Berea, Kentucky.
What led to those satellites?
They reached out. And Green Bay was an experiment for us. We put together a training. It's called a Blitz Your Town training. And the goal of it is to teach people how to do the Blitz. And then by the end of the training, to bring together a core group of people who are going to move it forward. And so we make sure when we leave at the end of the training that everybody that's willing to be on the steering committee has a job, they know what it is, they have their next meeting set, and they're ready to start coordinating the Blitz for their community.
What kind of group was it in Green Bay that reached out to you?
It was a nonprofit organization called New Leaf, and they do food work. They have a cooperative, and they do a few other things. And this seemed like, there was a woman who volunteered with them. It seemed like a great fit for something they wanted to add. They partnered with the extension up there, and they brought in other people who were interested in food issues. And we did the training for about 40 people. And they just knocked it out of the park the first weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last year, they put in 111 gardens. And this year, I think their goal is the same thing.
Now, Berea, is that the site of a really interesting old college?
It is, yes. It's a charming place. I'd never been there. I'd never heard of Berea. I didn't even know how to pronounce it. And this woman, Cheyenne, who's just a go-getter, she kind of just called me out of the blue. She said, I need to talk to you because we need to just get this done down here in Berea. And they hired us to come and do the training with them. And they were less assured than the people in Green Bay. Green Bay said, we can get this done, no problem. The people in Berea were like, hey, Gretchen, are you sure? Like, I don't know. I said, no, you guys can do this. And they have 130 gardens scheduled. We keep getting these kinds of requests in many communities. It just keeps growing. And we really want to find a way to answer that. I think the Blitz is an amazing catalyzer for a food movement, for any community that wants to engage more fully.
And the network that's evolved here in this area is incredible. I mean, one element is the soil, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's kind of interesting that you bring that up. In Milwaukee, we have pretty good access to soil, really good soil for growing produce. There's a couple of people in the area that have specialized in creating really good soil for vegetable production. That was a challenge they had in Berea. They don't have anyone making good soil there, and we kind of know it's part of the food system fragility that we are losing our topsoil at, you know, enormous rates that we really didn't predict. Somebody said to me one day something about, I think we humans may have been put on the planet just to destroy all the topsoil. I'm like, well, I don't think so, but
you still managed to be doing
it. That's what we're doing. Somebody said that to me the other day. I don't know. So it's been an interesting challenge anyway in Berea, Kentucky, to find a source of soil. So they're struggling with that. Interesting. Sign of the times. Who knew, right? Who knew it would be topsoil? I mean, there are many resource depletion issues that we hear about in the news, from energy to water, but soil is one of them.
So this mission and the need and the function it serves is just growing as far as you're concerned?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely growing. I gave more talks this spring than I've ever given, and more people reach out all the time. We get more press, and somebody followed us around yesterday from The Atlantic, so national press is showing up. I don't think it's unique to us, you know, Victory Garden Initiative per se, but in terms of people demanding change in the food system, it is growing all the time.
I met you 7-8 years ago, and initially the conversation was among people from different parts of the city thinking, can we pull this off? And one of the challenges you had at that time living in Shorewood, the idea of a raised bed in the front yard was just, it was a big move at that time in that particular
mm-hmm.
spot.
Mm-hmm. It was. And, you know, for as many people that didn't like it, there were probably 10 people that did like it. In fact, I think a lot more people would put gardens in their front yard, but they do fear the response from their neighbors. And when I go around and I try to encourage, when I'm putting in gardens myself, I'm frequently encouraging people to put it in their front yard for that community building reason, to give people a visible manifestation of what gardening looks like, what good food looks like, just to be out there. It's a marketing tool or a promotional tool. And a lot of people say, I would love to, but I'm afraid of, you know, what somebody might think. I remember the decision in my own heart and mind that I made back then to put it in my front yard. I remember that fear of my neighbors going to say, am I going to anger someone? And I just couldn't, the fear of my own not living who I was became greater than that fear at some point. And I remember making that decision. Yeah.
So, Laura, what are you thinking?
Wow, I'm on fire for this. I definitely, definitely want to continually be involved. And
you better take her on the road with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is just awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Again, you know, working together as a community, the poorest of the poorest, you know, the grief-stricken, you know, everything that we have in our communities. We can do this, but we have to find different innovative ways, and this is definitely top of the line.
Gretchen Mead, Executive Director of the Victory Garden Initiative, and Southside resident Laura Manriquez spoke with Lake Effect's Susan Bentz. The 7th Annual Victory Garden Blitz continues through May 23rd.